Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Apple is getting into the business of publishing and credit cards and video streaming. At Apple's big rollout of new services yesterday, it had Oprah and Steven Spielberg and Reese Witherspoon talking about their new Apple projects. But why didn't have more video of those projects? Well, our next guest has a guess. Let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Peter Kafka is executive editor at Recode. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
So that was your question, and I want to take it up. But in the meantime, just, you know, paint the picture for us. Talk about what else Apple offered, including they had Apple News Plus. This is connecting magazine publishers with a huge audience that uses Apple devices. Paint the picture for us.
Yeah, so the common theme here, Apple does these events periodically, and they always show off new hardware they're going to sell, whether it's an AirPod or an Apple Watch or a new iPhone. This was different. There was zero hardware. This is all services. This is all stuff they want to sell to people who already, in most cases, have Apple products to generate a new revenue stream. So there's a credit card. There's going to be a gaming service. There's this video service. There's a video store. And there is this revamped magazine service.
Yeah, the magazine service, by the way, they're doing subscriptions, $9.99 a month. But that just raised a question for us because many of the publications they're offering charge that much or more for access to their site. So how does that work?
The very short answer here is it's a classic internet line, make it up on volume. This is an old product the magazine publishers themselves had put together. I think it was originally $15 a month. It used to be called Texture. No one used it. And it was sort of a Netflix for magazines. And what Apple has done is basically taken that concept, taken those licenses, sort of basically revamped the product and added in a couple new services like the Wall Street Journal and the LA Times. And now it's $10 a month and you can consume anything you want. And yeah, there's the obvious question, aren't you going to cannibalize the existing businesses?
Yeah.
And the slightly more nuanced answer is Apple and some of the people participating in it say, well, we haven't gotten very far building this stuff on our own, so why not let Apple sell more stuff at a lower price for us? And then there's also an argument that says, look, if you really love The New Yorker or The Wall Street Journal and you really want to read these things, you're better off getting a subscription to those publications. It's a better experience. Apple's not going to say that, but that's the fact. It's meant for sort of a more general browser.
Hmm. Okay, well, talk about this video streaming because this was the big centerpiece of the day. Apple TV Plus, and as we said, they brought out Steven Spielberg and Oprah Winfrey to talk about the product. But as you point out, your headline of your piece in Recode is, we still don't know what's in Apple's streaming service, how much it will cost, or why we should pay for it. They didn't have a lot of video.
Yeah, Apple's been telling people for a couple years, look, we're going to build this stuff. We hired these guys from Sony to make us a lot of TV shows, maybe a couple movies. Every couple weeks in the Hollywood trades, they announce a new thing with a new brand name, director or actor or writer. And that's all we've known for a couple years. So we're expecting to finally see some stuff yesterday. And they really didn't show it. We don't know why Apple hasn't doing that yet.
Would you have a guess?
My guess is that this is in many ways aimed at Wall Street. Apple's been telling Wall Street for a while, hey, our hardware business is sales are going to slow. That's sort of inevitable. The iPhone is a once-in-a-lifetime product. We don't have a new iPhone, so we're going to augment that with service revenue. And if you're on Wall Street, look, we're serious about this. Here are five different things we're doing.
And here's Oprah.
And here's Oprah's in.
Right, even though there's no picture. So that's your guess. It wasn't for us, the consumers. It was for Wall Street and investors. What do you think it will cost, and how do you think it will work, and will it compete with Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and everybody else?
So I'm reasonably sure it cannot compete directly with Netflix, et cetera, even if Apple says internally they call it a Netflix killer, because it's at best it's going to have a couple shows a month, and maybe you'll like the Oprah show, and maybe you'll like the Steven Spielberg show, but generally when you sign up for a service like Netflix or HBO, you're buying a couple shows you like and then a lot of other stuff, like old movies, old TV shows, stuff that you're going to watch when you're not watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And Apple won't have that at launch. So my theory is they're going to make this a very, very, very low-priced product that they'll bundle with other stuff. So it will be effectively free or very low cost. Apple refuses to talk about pricing, so maybe they do think they can sell it for more than that. I mean, it certainly can't cost as much as Netflix or Hulu.
Well, Apple also debuted a credit card. It's both virtual and titanium. Is it really titanium?
Titanium. They said so with laser etching, which got a good giggle out of the crowd. But yeah, it's really meant to be something that lives in your phone.
Does that mean the company is now competing with the banks that helped Apple build Apple Pay?
Yeah, if you're using Apple Pay, you probably have linked it to a bank like Chase. And now Apple is essentially saying you should move all that stuff over to Goldman. And it's really sort of an extension of the Apple Pay thing that you may already be using on your phone.
Did Apple, with all this new, these services, as you said, not devices, but the services, did Apple make any promises or comments about privacy?
Yeah, Apple for a long time, and this goes back to Steve Jobs, Apple has focused on privacy and the fact that they're not in the advertising business, with some exceptions. But so they definitely leaned into that in yesterday's announcement. Multiple times they made references to privacy and not selling your data. They even promised that Goldman Sachs, which is very much in the data mining business, will not be selling your data, at least with regards to this credit card. And several times they got a big round of applause whenever they announced that.
Yeah. Peter Kafka, executive editor at Recode. Still some questions after Apple's big preview yesterday, but I am sure he will find the answers. Peter, thank you.
Thank you.